Hi, I'm Harry Reeder. Well, it's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. Hope you're doing well. We're at the end of the week, and we find ourselves in this closing verse of this section where the Apostle Paul is challenging Timothy to the gospel ministry. The last thing we looked at yesterday was he said, "I'm poured out as a drink offering. I have fought the good fight. I've finished the race, and I've kept the faith." Now, what's next? He says, "My time of departure has come." What's next? For not only the believer, but also for the minister of the word. Here's what he says. "Henceforth, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing." He says, "I'll tell you why I do all of this. I do all of this for Jesus. I only have one reward. I'm not looking for the reward here." Have you ever heard people say, "You know, he's so heavenly minded, he's no earthly good"? Poppycock. That's what I say to that. You're not any earthly good until you get heavenly minded. If you're looking for your affirmation, your reward here, now I praise God for the encouragements I have here, but that's not what I'm looking for. What I'm looking for is there, not here, there. And when I get there, this is what Paul is saying. When I get there, what I want to hear from the Lord is, "Well done." And then he's got for me a crown of righteousness. It's not my righteousness. It's his righteousness. His righteousness that clothes me to take me to heaven. When I get to heaven, he'll crown me with it on that day. Now, by the way, you know what you're going to do with those crowns? You're going to cast them back to him. You're going to cast them back to him to give him praise and glory. Because everything we did, of which he is rewarding us, we only did because he called us. We only did because he enabled us. And we only did because he compelled us and propelled us and enabled us. And that's why we give it all back to him. Because everything is of him, from him, and unto him. But oh, that day to receive it. And thank God for the privilege to be given worship material that I can use to give him praise from all eternity. And part of it is the affirmation of being in the ministry for him. But here's something else he says. On that day, and he's speaking of the judgment day, on that day when you receive that crown of righteousness from the Lord, that crowning statement of the Lord upon you, that's the Lord whose blood that was shed at Calvary, removed your sins so that the doors of hell were shut for you. The Lord who clothed you with his righteousness so that the gates of heaven were open for you. On that day, he will crown you with his righteousness. And on that day when he does that, you won't be the only one to receive it. There will be the hordes of believers who have dotted the landscape of eternity, declaring the majesty and praise of God for all eternity. What a precious day. Oh, I long for that day. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. I long for that day in which all things come to a consummation, that day when the trumpet of God blows, that day when the archangel shouts. Oh, what a glorious day as he rises up to come for his people. And when he rises up to come for his people, those who are already there, all the saints will rise up with him as he comes by their way. They will gather up to come with him. And then he will gather us up into his presence. And together, all of us with the Lord will enjoy his presence and give him praise now and for all eternity. That is given not only to me, but to all of those who loved his appearing. Do you love his appearing? I thank God for the Christmas season where we can rejoice in his appearing. But I thank God for that glorious season yet to come, his second advent, when he comes again. I love that appearing. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. But until he comes, be faithful. Until he comes, give him praise. Until he comes, pour yourself out for him. Until he comes, keep looking for his coming as you serve him here and as you declare his majesty to all of those around you and as you gather this Lord's Day for worship with his people. Be there, hear the word, sing the word, read the word, confess the word, pray the word, and then I'll see you back here next Monday for another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.